Let's look ahead to another Rebel football game coming up against Air Force. Tony Sanchez joins us on Thursdays. The coach is with us. Hey, Coach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good. We are good. All right, well, let's look back first before we look ahead. So now that you've had to watch, I had a chance to watch the film against San Diego State, give us some of the things that you found disturbing and that you need to improve on.
Well, there were some good and bad. I mean, when you look at the first half, you know, we went in and we did some good things execution-wise. You know, created a turnover in the red zone and they went up three and we were able to go down and tie the ball game up. And for a minute, you know, they gained a lot of yards early on and we played a little stout, you know, held them to that field goal and held them to really 17 points and we were able to get points on the board. And you have a 17-7 ball game, very manageable situation. And then we get the 17-10. And right before the half, the biggest thing that really hurt us is going in halftime 17-10, you're fine getting the ball coming out. But we had a 3rd-and-1 that we didn't convert, and that was really, really important for us to convert that. Worst-case scenario is that's a score at half. Best-case scenario is you go down and kick the field goal or score before the half and you have a tie ball game or 4 points. So we've got to do a better job in those situations, executing and not having the defense go back out in the field. And they were able to kick the field goal and extend it to 20. And then the biggest thing in the second half was when we got the ball right away, we were able to drive down from our own 25 and immediately take it right down to their 31-yard line. And we had a false start and then got sacked, and we turned into what should have been at least 3 points into no points. And they went down and scored and extended it to the 27-10, where it kind of stayed all the way into the fourth quarter. So, you know, at the end, obviously, got a little bit away. We gave up way too many yards, didn't execute on possession and 10 on both sides of the ball as well as we should have. And they really stymied our running game. So there's some things we got to work on, and, you know, there's some things we did well and some things we got to continue to grow with, obviously.
How do you think the team did as far as managing emotions? Because, you know, obviously you guys had a ceremony before the game, and it was a long week for everybody here in Las Vegas. So how do you think the team did it in that aspect?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought, again, we played a pretty decent first half against those guys, and we were a little flat in the second half, and, you know, for whatever reason. You know, it's one of those deals you just got to put it in perspective. I told our guys, you know, there's a lot of people that are dealing with emotions that are directly affected, that went through the event, so we can't complain about ours. I mean, we got to be mature and handle it. And part of it, too, you got to give credit to San Diego State. They're a good football team. You know, they've beaten some really good teams, and, you know, they've got a great program over there. And if you're going to beat those guys, you're going to have to take advantage of opportunities, and we didn't do so.
When you say, you know, you played a pretty good first half, the second half wasn't as good. I mean, I think one of the things a lot of people saw in the Golden Knights game the other night was they came out with so much emotion, so much fire, and they, you know, they poured it on early in the game, but the third period was just ugly. And I think it was one of those cases of you can't sustain that throughout the game. So do you think that was a factor too, in that you got to the second half and it was like just kind of that adrenaline dump happened and you had to try to find a way to lift the level again?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the game, I mean, when you watch the film and really look at the game, it's a pretty competitive game. And we're not doing a ton on offense, running the ball, and that really hurt us. It allowed them to be very, very aggressive, give Armani a lot of different looks. And he wasn't as settled as he's been in the past. And a lot of it has to do with just all the different stuff he was trying to read and protection issues and the inability to run the football consistently at him. So that hurt. But, again, you know, when you go into the fourth quarter and it's 27-10, I mean, that's not a huge margin in college football. I mean, you see it all the time, people coming back. And, heck, Air Force last week was down, I believe, 31-10 and came back and took the lead, you know. So when you're sitting there 27-10 going in the fourth quarter, you just need to stop and you need to go down and score, and all of a sudden it's a whole different ballgame. And we just were not able to do that. So, again, you know, at the end, our inability to run the football, you know, them being as physical as they are, you know, their ability to kind of pound at us a little bit really came through. And then, you know, you go for it on fourth at the end because you got that no-quit attitude. And so the score ends up looking a little worse than it was.
You know, and we talk about what you guys might have done wrong. At the same time, San Diego State is just really good. I guess how much do you guys talk about looking at what they did and tell your players, like, hey, this is where we want to be, and that's, you guys saw kind of a measuring stick of where we want to get our program to?
100%. So, like, when we watch it, you know, you come in on a Sunday, and there's a lot of corrections to be made. Even when you win a game, even the San Jose State game, there's a lot of stuff you got to get better at. But as a staff, we sit down and we look and be like, all right, what do we got to do to win a championship here? And, you know, if that's the measuring stick, you know, personnel-wise, you know, we go through each position. All right, where are we with this guy? And who's his backup? And how does that future look? And are we recruiting the right way to that position? And what do we need to look for? And there's a lot of variables that go into it. And, you know, it takes years of prep and getting yourself into that position. So, you know, bad thing is, you know, they were better than us, and it was obvious. You know, the good thing is when we look at it and we look at margins, it's such a small margin compared to where it was a couple years ago. And it's something that we can overcome without a doubt. I mean, it's going to take a lot of work. We have to do a great job closing out some of these recruiting deals. And for us, we have to be a great developmental staff because, you know, you're not going to get a lot of ready-made guys. So we got to continue to grow and continue to develop and keep closing that margin, and we'll be able to get one of those guys.
Tony Sanchez with us, head coach at UNLV. So I assume the conference is going to be beating the drum strongly nationally for San Diego State. How good did you think that team was? How good does that team, or how does that team compare versus past superpowers, teams that you faced in the Mountain West Conference?
Well, tell you what, defensively, as athletic, I mean, they're extremely athletic, you know, and you watch, you know, what they were able to do to Stanford and, you know, the way they played Arizona State and just, you know, everyone that they've played. I mean, they're not going to give up a ton of yards. They're very physical, fast. They've got great length, you know, in the secondary. So they're going to be in every single game. And when you got a guy like Rashad Penny who, I mean, he is a big, physical, fast guy. I mean, I'd be shocked if he's not a first-round draft pick. He's everything you're looking for in an NFL back. You know, and then they're tricky with their pass game. They don't, you know, that's not what they want to do, but you have to commit so many guys to the box, and their quarterback does a great job of being efficient. I don't think there's a team they can't play with. I mean, obviously, when you start getting in those top, you know, five, you know, 10 teams in the country, it gets a little difficult. But, again, you've already seen them, you know, knock off, you know, a ranked Stanford team, that's going to have a great year. And then that was no fluke. When you watch the film, they dominated that game.
We know San Diego State can run the ball. You just mentioned all the talent they have, and they play power football, big, strong team. Air Force, the goal is the same, but clearly the way they run the ball is different. So explain, you know, in layman terms, what you guys are now dealing with in terms of the run game against the Falcons.
Well, the biggest thing is you run the triple option. It's just so different. You don't see it. So we spent a little bit of time in the spring working on it. Throughout camp, we worked on it. In our bye week on the Sunday night, we worked on it. And, you know, there's three phases. You know, you've got the dive, you've got the quarterback keep, and then you've got the pitch. And you've got to get your eyes right. And I can't stress that enough. I mean, when you're playing a team like this that has those three phases, you've got to read your keys, and you have to be 100% assignment sound and tackling all three phases on all plays. And the hardest thing about that is, as much as they commit to running the football, it's not falling asleep for the 8 to 9 times they do throw the ball. I mean, there's so many times you look at a stat box and, you know, they completed 7 of 9 for, you know, 190 yards and 3 touchdowns, and because they catch sleeping. So you got to do a really good job of not falling asleep and tackling all three phases.
Funny you kind of set up what I was going to ask you next, but how much like mental work is there with, you know, corners and safeties this week as far as, hey, I know you might not do anything for, you know, 3-4 possessions, but you have to cover and concentrate on every single play. Like, this is the time they're going to throw it.
And you're 100% right. I mean, we first couple days we practiced, we didn't even use the ball. So that way we were using all three phases. And even when they were running routes, I mean, just making sure they're triggering right and keying. Then we insert the ball back in. And, you know, we've thrown a bunch of different things at them. And, you know, early in the week, they did. They got caught sleeping a couple times. And as the week went on, as they start to recognize it and watching more and more film, you know, they did a much better job. And we made like an 18 to 20 play cut up of just some of these free runners that they've had. I mean, that first game against BMI, they had 2 or 3 touchdowns where, I mean, literally they're doing running play action pass and the guy's 40 yards running down the sideline all by himself because everyone got overzealous playing the option. So you have to be extremely disciplined.
The other thing I'm always fascinated by with teams preparing for option is how much do you change what you do, you know, during the week and in, out of your base defense, because you do have other games left coming up the year. So there's so much focus this week, but you can't just completely throw out everything you do and, you know, just say we're doing this when then you got, you know, next week it's like, all right, now back to what we're doing normally. So I guess how much like preparation is there to say, hey, we still have to know what we do as a team, even though we're focusing solely on this kind of offense for 1 week?
You know, that's a great question, and it's really hard to answer. There's a stat we read before the year, and it wasn't based on Air Force. It was based on Navy, but it's the same concept. And I think it was a year ago, of the 12 games they played, I think it was 9 of the 12 teams lost the week after they played Navy. And it's for the exact reason you're talking about, because you just cannot – I mean, you can do some of your base stuff, but they have so many different formations, and again, it's so assignment and specific, your rules are just different. So you do have to break away from what you do, you know, a little bit. You know, there's very few formations that are you know, give you the opportunity to go ahead and bring pressure and to line up against certain pass sets and such. So it is a little different. And then the hardest part is on Sunday night after the game, coming back in and getting into your base stuff again and preparing for the next team.
Well, also, there's a physical aspect to it too, right? When a team is just running the ball every time and just grinding out in wearing you down as a defensive line and as a front seven, that has to take a toll as well.
It does, and that's where depth comes in. You know, you got to have depth and be able to run different bodies in. And, you know, we're not where we want to be depth-wise yet, but we're better. But that will come into play. But part of it, too, is going to be what we do on offense. I mean, we can't expect to go in and win a game like this 17-14. You know, we've got to be explosive. We've got to, you know, force the issue a little bit and make them be a little bit more aggressive. And then the biggest thing in stopping them is they're going to probably go for it on fourth down more than anybody we've seen all year. If you get into the midfield area, you start getting down into the 30s and 40-yard lines, there's four-down territory for them. So you have to win on first down. If you give them second and fives and they end up with third and threes, those are two-down territories for them. So you've got to do a really good job of, you know, being explosive on offense and put a little pressure on them and winning on first down to force them to throw the ball when they're supposed to.
Tony Sanchez with us. Last week, we talked about a lot of sobering topics. I hate to do it again this week, but yeah. You're a Northern California guy. Have you been paying attention to what's going on with these fires? Santa Rosa is a town of 175,000 people. I know you grew up south of that and coached high school south of Santa Rosa, but this is unbelievable.
It is. It's so sad. I mean, I grew up in Livermore, not too far away. I've been in Napa so many times and been to Santa Rosa. I played a junior college game against those guys in the scrimmage, actually. So I've been there many times, and it's such a beautiful community, and it's so sad to see what so many people are going through. And I'll tell you what, it's been a tough couple months, you know, between, you know, all the hurricanes and, you know, and obviously what happened here in Las Vegas, and, you know, and now you have the fires, and it's, you know, there are a lot of people praying, a lot of people doing really good things, and a lot of people struggling right now. So, you know, we got to be strong. You know, again, you just got to send your prayers out to everybody and just pray that everybody's okay. But it's a tough time, there's no doubt.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck in this game against Air Force.
All right, you got it, guys. Take care.